I'm really interested in digging a bit deeper into this, you know, I trust them to go, I trust them, because that's something that I've really noticed in you.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever worked with someone who trusted me quite as much to deliver content without sort of, you know, there was a level of trust there that's quite extraordinary, I found.
Mm. But at the same time, I knew what you were doing. Yes.
But at quite a high level, mm-hmm. and we hadn't really worked a lot together before.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something about you that special there.
Mm.
And I personally found that there was no way I was going to let you down because mm-hmm. of, you know, so yeah.
Well, I think that's what happens when you do trust people, they don't let you down.
That's right. Yeah. So it's sort of just been your experience, or is it something you've always believed?
I've experienced two sides of that, because again, Karen trusted me.
Okay, yeah.
By the same token, you know, all of the senior leadership team, if anything goes wrong, always talks to me. I've never had any experience of them, of a surprise.
Okay. And do you think that's, because they know how you react, which is not to...
I think my reaction always will be, how are we going to sort this one out?
Yeah.
And usually, mostly, they come to me with a solution anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that, in terms of trust, is actually always supporting people, supportive. Just an example, I will, even if there were any staff members in here, I would never put them in. I'd never dump them in it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to take responsibility for what happens in the organisation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if a staff member does mess up,
mm-hmm.
I take that responsibility, mm-hmm. and I'll face up to that too,
mm-hmm.
And never say, "Well, I didn't know about this. It's
right.
not my fault."
It's such a powerful thing, especially if you can give everybody through the organisation doing that.
Yeah.
It wasn't my fault, it was his fault,
yeah.
You know. It's always somewhere up there.
Yeah.